Hey guys, welcome back to Talks with Maria. In episode 217, we're talking with Audrey Benson. Actually, she is interviewing me on her summit, and I am featuring my interview on my podcast. So let's begin.
We are so excited to have you, Maria. How are you doing today?
I am doing really good. How are you?
I'm great, thank you. Oh, I'm so excited. So I just introduced you as the amazing business coach and woman that you are, but you are also a mother of two, and you're a podcast host. Introduce yourself a little bit more. Tell us about you. Where are you from? And maybe, you know, what son, daughter, both, how old they are, that kind of thing.
Sure. I am from Las Vegas. I've been here for about 20 something years now and originally born in Hawaii. However, I am a mom of two and they are seven and nine. Aaliyah and Sophia, really amazing kids. And what else? I'm a business coach. I'm an author, podcaster. So that's me in a nutshell.
I love it. And you're an author, and I love the title of your book. You guys, we're gonna dive in right now to Ask Maria the Boss Mom Mentality. Can you see that there? Yeah.
The Boss Mom Mentality, yes. The Boss Mom Mentality. You know, when I came up with the title, I wasn't sure what to write. I wanted something like kind of bossy, you know, but kind of like mommy and kind of like inspirational and motivational. So the mentality part kind of came in there. So that's where we came up with the book title.
Yes, so good. And just the colors of it and the sass that she had, like everything about her says boss mom, right? Like the image.
Kind of sassy, kind of like still poshy and chic a little bit, but you know, your mom. And I should have added like the littles in there too. I didn't have that in there.
I was the diaper bag or something.
Yeah, exactly. That's what I should have added.
No, but it's amazing. The 15 Principles, a personal development guide for women. So tell us real quick, why did you decide to write the book? Did something happen? Was this something you were like, oh, I always want to write about motherhood before you knew before you had kids? I'm assuming it was after, but tell us a little bit about why. Why did you decide to write the book?
Yeah, I've always wanted to be, actually in the beginning of like high school, I thought I'd be a journalist and like a writer, like a columnist, kind of like Sex and the City Carrie, right? Like she would write like such a cute life with like all these cute shoes and friends. And she'd also write and be introspective. And then kind of like multidimensional in that way, like had a really fun life, but then also very reflective, emotional, and like wanted to understand her life. And that's where I'm like that, you know, that's how I felt. I felt like, hey, I kind of go out and do stuff, but I also want to understand the people and the relationships I had. But that is where I wanted the start of me writing a book. But what caused me to write the book was when I became a mom 9 years ago, or 10, I guess, if you add the 9 months of being pregnant. And I went through postpartum depression. And really the biggest thing that did that and started that was being alone. I was always alone. My husband traveled for work at the time, and he would leave like 2 weeks gone, and then like 1 week here, 2 weeks gone, 1 week here. Like it was like that for 2 years, 2 weeks gone, you know. And then it was really lonely. And a lot of the people I had at the time in my life prior to being pregnant, I used to go out a lot. I live in Vegas, so you would think like, what does a young 20 something year old do? Well, I went out a lot. I worked. And so those people around me didn't really want to be around me now that I'm a mom. And that was really heartbreaking for me because I realized I didn't really make real relationships, like friendships that, you know, stuck by me through like all of it. And that's where my postpartum depression came in.
did you get the diagnosis from a doctor, or was it something you looked up online and you're like, yep, that's me? And it was, you know, because I've heard that happens quite frequently, more often than we think, that we self-diagnose when we do go on Google, right? In general, I think that happens to a lot of people when they're looking up things to try to relate and stuff. But I'm just curious, did you have to go in for that specifically, or was it
it was a little bit of both. I think the beginning, I didn't know. I think it was like my first year. I just felt really shitty. I'm like, this isn't happy. Like, I don't feel happy. But so what I did was I looked up a therapist. And then I started seeing a therapist, and that's when she said, you know, you do have symptoms of being and having postpartum depression. So it was like a combination of that.
Okay. So then that was going to be my next question. When you were going through the postpartum depression, what did you find that worked for you? And in this case, it sounds like you got the help. You got a therapist.
No, it was awful. Cause my therapist was like, I don't know if you've done therapy, but I just did not like her therapy advice. I just felt like it was kind of making it worse.
Oh.
And I don't know I don't really know why. I think it was more like, I'm not happy and I'm emotional. And I felt was like, she validated that. She just said, yes, you are unhappy and you are emotional. I'm like, okay, so what do I do? Right? Like, that was the thing. I was like, well, what do I fucking do, lady? You know, but it was like, yes, you are. Come back next week and we can talk more about how you are. And it's like, this is getting me nowhere. So I stopped doing therapy after maybe like 6 months. I then needed an express, like a way to express myself. And that is when I started my blog. At first I had a blog called, what is it called? Selfimprovedaily.com. And I was so excited because I started this blog and I was home all the time, so I had time to write. So I wrote so many posts on just motherhood and mom and just life as a mom and all the struggles. And then I figured I turned that blog into a book, and that's how I came into creating the book. So out of like maybe 50 of the posts, I categorized them into the 15 principles and then like published it that way. I didn't go into writing the book like, I'm gonna write this book. I actually just started the blog just to express myself. And then I figured I put it into a little thing that people can buy.
Right. Cause as
so you, that's how it started.
That's interesting. I didn't expect that. So you're writing, you're using your blog kind of as like a diary, as healing, right? To deal with all the feelings that your therapist is affirming for you, but your goal is to get out of it. I find that interesting. It's just a matter of any mamas watching who might need a therapist when they are going through postpartum, right? It's probably important to vet and find the one that fits for you, right? And if the one that doesn't work, like in Maria's case, that didn't work, she found an outlet though. Like, you learned through that to go, you know what? That's not gonna work for me, but I'm not gonna give up and just sit in this PPD. I'm gonna like find a way, and I journal and blog. And out of that was born this book, you guys, where she's now like inspiring mamas like you watching this and going, oh, okay, I'm not alone. And she's discovered all this as she was going through it. Wow, like what a cool way to come into something. And that's how it should be. I feel like giving your experience and giving back, right? And giving to, if this helped me, this is gonna help however many mamas out there watching and listening and need this, you know? And especially you touched on being lonely. And I can imagine like 2 weeks of not having a help at all, and then having help and the back and forth with your partner. And wow, you came out of it. You pulled yourself out of it. You did something good with it. And now you're inspiring so many women. And my next question I wanted to ask you about is identity, right? Because as you're going through motherhood and you're going through PPD, it's easy to lose yourself, right? And all of that, hence depression, postpartum depression, And in sadness, we tend to forget who we are, our true self, and our true identity, right? So I want to ask you, why do you think, I mean, it's kind of a no-brainer, but I love how you're answering these questions. Why do you think it's so important for moms to find their self-identity and how that can bleed into our kids' future?
Yeah. Well, I think every phase in a woman's life, we are being forced to recreate our identity. And being a mom is one of that phase, I think, is like probably the biggest phase in any woman's life is being a mom. Your body changes, like you change, the world around you and how you relate to it changes. So that that is huge. So to answer your question in terms of how beneficial it is to recreate your identity for your children, I think it is really more not necessarily recreating your identity, but being flexible to the environment around you. So for me, my environment changed like that, right? Being a mom, and then my husband also traveling for work. And this happened as soon as my daughter was born. That same month, he got a new project and it was like, okay, you have to start traveling now. So prior to that, he didn't travel. So that whole, everything changed from the time, you know, she was born and then he having to travel and then all of that. So the recreating your identity is really more like, how do you move with like the different things that is happening in your life? And how can you be grounded, I think, in like the values? I think that's like the biggest thing is values, core values. That's in the book. You know, what are your core values? What are the things that's important to you and your family, your household, as you move forward, raising a brand new family, while also in like the thick of like your emotions. Mm-hmm. And I think for children, they're gonna go through their own shit and they're gonna want to be led by people who kind of know what to do in like really tough moments.
Right, they need and want an example. Right, a good role model, a good example of how they're supposed to live their life. And so, right. Wow, you went through a lot of change really fast.
And really fast.
Probably had to grieve some of the expectations that you had of what motherhood was going to look like, right?
Yeah.
And I think even outside of motherhood, that's just in life in general, right? When we have these expectations that we put, and if things change and we can't meet them the way we saw, and we go into this withdrawal, or it wasn't what I thought it was gonna be, and this could relate to anything, right? But in motherhood, for some reason, it's just that much closer to our hearts because it involves our DNA, literally, our babies, and we just care for them so much. And so then you have that inner drive to like, I gotta figure this out. I gotta be the example to them. I gotta, you know, and give yourself grace as you're going through, and the energy and the energy you muster up in you to pull yourself out. You create the blog, you create the book, and now tell us a little bit about what you're doing now. Now you're a full-blown businesswoman. Right. Mm-hmm. So now your kids are watching like, wow, my mom can do this. Like, mm-hmm. Tell us a little bit about
It's kind of funny because my kids, well, they right now they're like third and first grade. So like they'll have like on Mother's Day, they had like this thing where what does your mom do? And then my daughter wrote, coaches women. She's a coach for women. And I'm like, oh, wow, this is so cool. Like, you know what I do? Like, yes, mom, like you're the boss mom. You know, because they see my books everywhere and this is years ago too, because I wrote the book and I think it published when they were like little. And now, what started the whole business coaching thing, I didn't write the book to become a business coach. I didn't know what kind of coach I was gonna be. I did know it was gonna be an online thing. But when I wrote the book, I needed to learn how to market the book. And that is when I started my Facebook community, which is the Podcasting for Women in Business. We have about maybe 3,000 people in there now, just actively engaging with other podcasters. So if you guys are a podcaster, definitely check that out. But that is where I get a lot of my leads from, and that is where I generated my clients in the beginning of my business. So a lot of people would ask me, how did I do that? How did I start this? How did I create this business? And that is when I was like, maybe I should become a business coach and teach them what I did. And that's how it kind of was birthed.
Yes. Yes, I love that. It's like, and it's all connected, right?
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Back in the past and your journey in motherhood, the blogging, the book, leading to the business programs, and now teaching people what it is you did that works. And hearing your kids say, yeah, my mom's a boss mom. And yeah, writing cards. I mean, that just goes to show how much they're watching day in and day out what it is that we're doing. Right. So
yeah,
I just love that. And so mamas, this is a perfect segue. It's for her to talk about what she's going to offer you guys for free. It's amazing. Go ahead and tell us what your free gift is. Yeah.
So the free gift is the Confident Business Women's Academy. You'll have access for 30 days. It's 9 modules. It's all inclusive, comprehensive. So if you have a business and are trying to figure out how to get clients, that would be perfect for you. If you don't necessarily know what your business is yet, that would be perfect for you to, get into and understand, well, what is it that I really want to offer? What is the thing that is like a service that I want to render to the community? So that would be perfect for you as well.
Yes. Good. I love that. Moms, you got to get in there. Okay. The link is going to be in the email. So make sure you click on the link, get directly connected with Maria. Do not miss out. 30 days. You guys, you can binge watch how many shows on Netflix in like a week, and you've got 30 days. I mean, I don't binge watch anymore. I cut that habit. That's a bad habit, mamas. Spend your time and do it on something effective that's going to benefit your future. Dive into Maria's stuff for 30 days, okay? Just go for it, okay? The link is there. Do not just scroll through the email. I know we get used to scrolling. No, this, trust me, you don't wanna miss it, okay? So click on her link, get that full 30 days. That's an amazing gift, amazing. And it's a long time, 30 days, you can do a lot. So thank you so much for that, Maria. Really, really appreciate that. And real quick, okay, so, I want to talk a little bit more before we sign off here, just about, so you're at a baby shower, okay? This is like, overall, with everything that you've learned through your motherhood journey and your business journey, there's a new mom that comes, I'm pregnant and I'm new and I want you to come to my baby shower, and here's a little card, and you only have like 2 sentences on this card to give the best parenting advice you can give to this new mom. What would it be?
It would be, I only have 2 sentences. Okay. It would be that everything is temporary.
Mm.
Period. Everything is temporary.
Wow.
Period. Can I expand? two sentences is not enough. Well, because when we're in it, we feel like it's forever.
Mm.
But like, it's not. They get older, they take care of themselves, they figure it out, they get potty trained, they get old, and they'll be self-sufficient. And you're gonna be wishing for the days where they come snuggle with you and you can eat their little fat beets. They don't want that anymore. My kids don't want that, and I miss that. So enjoy the little moments, and that it will pass, and every year they get older, and they're going to be taking care of their own selves, and you're going to want those moments back. So enjoy the moments that you have now.
Yes. And it's temporary, because it's nothing is permanent, right? And change is constant. Change itself for everything. So, wow, I love that. Thank you. You're actually, that's the second time I've heard the temporary answer, for real. And that's, everyone has a different answer, and they've all been so unique and different. And that one, though, I feel is a really good, solid, I mean, they're all really great, don't get me wrong, okay, all of the answers have been amazing, but not just in motherhood, but that could be for when you go to, when someone gets engaged, right, and they're about to get married. I mean, this advice in life, everything is temporary, and so don't take for granted every breath you have to wake up And one thing I want to throw in here, since I'm kind of on a rant on this, because you just sparked that in me, and I'm like, yes, it's not, I have to change another diaper, right? I have to take him to the bathroom like five. Where I'm potty training right now, so I'm kind of in the thick of that, where it's like, yeah. Again, I have to do this, but I'm really trying to switch the have to get to. I get to, because the moment that you might not have it or something happens, life happens, and you realize, oh my gosh, I get to, even the hardest things, just switching that one word, mamas, is total, it, like, just try it today. That's my little tip I want to insert in there, is that you get to, and that, yeah, everything is temporary. And so right now, this moment, what do you get to do? Right? What do you get to do? You get to be pregnant. You get to birth the baby. You get to all the fear and anxiety that might come with that, you know, the birth process, and this baby's coming, whether we, you know, it's coming, the dude is coming. And you feel that anxiety of like, how's the labor and the birth going to go? And then we forget to talk about like what happens after and postpartum. Right. And that's one thing I'm glad you shared a lot on the postpartum aspect of things. And mamas, you can see how you can turn your postpartum journey into an amazing example for your children, and not just for your children, but look at all the mamas she's affecting now by writing a book, by doing her blog, by now having her business. So what a great example, Maria. Thank you for being on here and sharing your story with us and walking us through your journey. I know the mamas watching here are going to be touched by you, so thank you so much.
And, thank you.
Yeah, and our last fun question as we wrap up here. Would you rather, okay? Wait, okay. How old is your youngest again? Did you say 9 or 7?
Seven.
Okay, so I'm gonna go with, I'm thinking, should I do? Somebody to choose.
What trickery are you gonna bestow upon me?
Well, if you had the TV on all day, because you know, as new moms, you constantly feel like all you hear is nursery rhymes all day long. If you had to choose the whole day, it's on replay right now, would you rather watch The Little Mermaid or Beauty and the Beast?
Is it the new Little Mermaid or the old one?
I
guess it doesn't matter. Yeah. I figured it out already. Okay. Little Mermaid, definitely.
Yeah, why?
I like the singing on there, and I like Ariel. I like Ariel more than Belle.
Oh, okay.
Don't hate on me, ladies. I like Ariel more than Belle. I don't know what it is. I think it's her naiveness and her, like, just her zest for, like, understanding, like, what is over there, up there with the lakes? Like, what is up there? And Belle kind of has them more like, I'm an intelligent woman. You know, like, I only want the good, wholesome man. And I don't like that. Like, no, that's not like, no, I want the fun, curious, like, let me learn about Ariel, the Ariel vibe. I like that.
Yes, I like that too. Yeah.
What about you? I'm going to turn it around on you. What would you prefer?
Yeah, I think I'm going to go with Ariel too. I am.
You, me, and you. That's how come you and you're like this.
Yeah, I am. And those songs are just classic. And Under the Sea scene, like the music, like the choreography of all that, I remember as a kid liking it. And yeah, I actually went and saw the new one a couple days ago. So
how was it? I haven't watched it yet.
Yeah, it was great. It was the special, like all the special effects and the voice, the singing, all of it. It was good. It was really good.
I gotta check it out.
But yeah, definitely check it out. And bye bye, Belle.
No, I'm just kidding. Bob, I know, like, deuces to you, Belle. We're such haters.
All right, well, thank you so much for your time, Maria, and I hope you have a good rest of your afternoon. And yeah, thank you so much.
Thank you.
If you enjoyed this show, please remember to subscribe, like, and share. If you are interested in collaborating, please send me an email, info@talkswithmaria.com.